MTN Zakhele Futhi has listed on the empowerment arm of the JSE. This will be the second time that MTN facilitates a listing of this nature. MTN Zakhele Futhi holds approximately 77 million shares in MTN, amounting to 4% of MTN's issued share capital, and will be listed for a minimum of 5 years. Ndisiwe Mabaso Koyana, who's chair of the MTN Zakhele board, joins us in studio now for more detail. Thanks so much, Cindy, for joining us this evening. So, like I say, we've had this listing take place today. Right at the top, what does the scheme give the investor exposure to? And I want to start with a bit of a reminder right at the top. MTN South Africa or MTN Group?
It's MTN Group. So this is 4% at MTN Group.
Okay. Remind us then of the structure and what the investor is actually buying into.
Right. So when we first launched the scheme in 2016, November, it was basically allowing the South African public, black people, to be able to buy into an MTN share, but at a price of 20 rand, which means it was facilitated with financiers, but also MTN had provided a discount and also their own funding into the scheme.
At that point, that discount sat at about, what, 20%?
MTN gave a discount of 20%, which was almost 2 billion, and they provided additional funding, which was notional vendor financing of about 3 billion. The financiers provided funding of about 2.4 billion, and the investors themselves put in an amount of about a billion rand. And then we had about 1.5 billion, which was rolled over from the initial scheme of MTN Zakhele. And all of that together, we raised about 10 billion rand.
Okay, talk us through the listing rationale today.
So basically today, after 3 years, because the first 3 years they were locked in, they could not trade at all. Today we were allowing them to be able to trade so that a willing buyer and a willing seller has got a platform where they can find some liquidity for the share. So that's basically what we were doing today.
So all of the shareholdings had vested today?
All of the shareholders who wanted to trade, those who wanted to buy and who wanted to sell. We were also allowing new investors who wanted to buy an opportunity today. However, what is important for our public to know is that to be able to trade, you need to register and go through a registration process. And key to that registration process is the verification that you are an eligible shareholder, which means you are a black person or a black group.
Well, it seems like a lot of these investors had registered, because while this triggered a whole lot of excitement back in 2016, flash forward to today and that excitement has dissipated fast. We've had investors, and I don't know what word to use, flabbergasted, disgruntled, disappointed, right. Because if they subscribed back in 2016, they bought in, like you say, at 20 rand. It's lost over 90% of its value today, sitting at one point at about 80 cents. So what went wrong today?
Well, we opened at 6 rand. Today, it picked it up at about 9 rand. And we then closed around 4. The reality is that this is what a willing buyer and seller wanted to trade at. Since September, when we started the roadshows, inviting our shareholders, letting them know that we're going to be doing this listing today, we had given them the net asset value of the share. Throughout that time, we've been giving them the net asset value per share. On Friday was the latest that we actually calculated the net asset value.
23 rand about.
Which was about 22 rand, exactly. And so that is the net asset value of this share. The 4 rand, the 6 rand, the 9 rand, it is early day. Today was the first day. It started very slow, and we do believe that, you know, as the days go by, you know, the market making is actually going to probably take it to where the net asset value probably, you know, is. We don't know. But again, trading in the market is about what a willing buyer and a willing seller wants to do. We also believe that, you know, a number of our shareholders, you know, it's leading to December. Some of them really want to cash in, and probably they were willing to take whatever price. However, what is important for us today is that the market was set. But we do believe that with the trade that is trickling in, that it is going to actually stabilize at a reasonable point.
Nevertheless, it's got to be slightly unnerving, the kind of impact this could potentially have on sentiment amongst BEE investors, where you're looking to get players that haven't necessarily been involved in the marketplace into the market on a participatory level.
You know, what we want to remind our shareholders is that in the first scheme, when we finally unwound it, someone who had put in 20 rand actually got 60 rand in their pocket. When we started the second scheme in November 2016, our financials, when we did the net asset value at the end of December 2016, it was 32 rand net asset value. Mm-hmm. And in December 2017, the net asset value had gone up to 37 rand. And as of December 2018, we actually saw a dip. It went to 19 rand. So in June, at our interims, when we calculated the net asset value again, it had gone up to 27. And we then did an update for our shareholders and sent the information out for them. In addition to having been telling them and doing roadshows since September, it had gone up to 22. What is key as well that we've been telling our shareholders as we go on these roadshows is that it's in the nature of investing. You know, it is
and
risky.
Indicative of where MTN is at right now.
It's indicative of the market as well. And you're quite right. Our share tracks the MTN share. So at some point when the share price had recovered to about, 120 odd rand, that's when we saw the net asset value of the MTN Zakhele Futhi share going up to 37 rand. You're right. That is the only asset that basically MTN Zakhele Futhi scheme has. Yeah. It's the MTN share.
Well, we'll be tracking developments and price movement, of course, as the days go by. Thanks so much, Cindy, for having joined us.
Indeed.
In
thank
evening.
You very much.
Of course, Cindy Siwe Mabaso Koyana is chair of the MTN Zakhele board.